Hey, this is Amy and
Radio.
I'm discussing with you. You know, hello. I got a show for you, pre-recorded, how to stop obsessing. But before I get into that, I had mentioned about my fall sale in the show, and I just want to let you know that if you would like to work with me one-on-one this year, the fall sale is a great way to do that. Check it out. It's a great rate. 8 sessions, me and you. I help you align with your goals. And, I'm just going to go for it and put the show through. You're going to hear a dog in the background. It's super cute. Thank you for listening. And I, as I was waiting for the show to come up, I re-listened to my show on how to have unwavering faith. And, yes, I did make the show, but I will say it ministered to my soul. So if you've not listened to that one, go back. It's worth the listen. Here we go. How to stop obsessing. Take care of yourself.
Hi, it's Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And I'm going to do a little shorter show for you today on when you are obsessed with an outcome. And I say that with so much love and respect because I get it. I totally get you want something or you want someone to react a certain way to you or whatever it is, you're obsessed with the outcome. And I'm going to tell you how to navigate that and how to get back to a place of feeling good, because when we're in obsession, at the core of it, we're not feeling good. So yeah, hang out. In case you're new to the program, I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to use your spiritual know-how to transform your life, then consider working with me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, I haven't put it up yet, but I'll share it with you on this podcast. I am getting ready to launch my fall 8-session package sale, and it's a wonderful way to work with me at a reasonable rate, one-on-one. I'm a one-on-one coach. You'll see that rarely do I create courses. I am all about spending time with you on the phone, helping you get everything that you need so that you can move forward to accomplish your goal. So if that seems like something you're interested in, check that out. It'll be up within the next day or so on the website. Okay, let's talk about obsession. And where this topic came from, I got a text from a friend last night, and she's like, oh my God, Amy, can you flip an oracle for me? I have this yes or no oracle. And at the time, I was icing my knees because Bay Area hills have been wearing on my knees as I adjust to the terrain. And so I couldn't get up to get that oracle. And I'm like, friend, I'm just going to coach you through it. And so what I told her, she was obsessing about a guy. She had met a man that she was really interested in, and she wasn't feeling like she was getting what she wanted from him in terms of preparing for a second date. And so I told her, flip into the belief that you're not going to be succumbed to your fear about what will happen. And I'll tell you now, I'm staying with a friend and they have a little dog and it's awesome, but you might hear her barking because the windows are open. So she, at first, like, it's jarring when someone says to you, like, hey, pop into a new way of being. How can you shift out of the franticness of the energy you're in and move into a space of lightness? Because it feels so important in that moment. When you're obsessing about something, obsessing about a goal, obsessing about an outcome, it feels like it is so much bigger than you. It feels like, oh my God, if I don't get this, essentially, like, I'm going to die, or my life's going to be over, or my self-esteem is going to be shattered. Whatever it is. Let's let her bark a little bit. She likes to bark at people walking by. And if you could see this dog, she's, like, so cute. Like, you would never think that she, like, barks at everything that walks by. And she'll bark, they'll move, and then she will come and ask for pets. Like, right now, she's going to come and ask for me to pet her. So when you are feeling like this dog is a perfect example. Like, she is obsessed with whatever is walking by. And in her mind, I want to believe that she's decided that this person jogging is taking something away from her or not giving her what she needs or whatever it is. And she gets in this tizzy and she's barking and she's shivering and she's growling. And that's the way we are when we're obsessed with an outcome. And so how do we shift out of that, especially when it's something you really want? Like in my friend's case, she like really wants this guy to like her. And so what you do, first and foremost, you breathe. And I know, again, that's so challenging because I've been in those moments where I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You really do need to take the breath. And then you ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? What's the worst thing that can happen? Okay, so this guy doesn't like me. Is that the end of the world? No. Why? Because there are an abundance of people out there for you to date, right? Same with if the money doesn't come through for something that you really want. Well, there's another way to get the money, or you might need to reassess is what you're seeking the money for your highest and greatest good. Is it going to really nurture who you are? And again, that can be challenging when you're feeling the frenzy of the obsession. So you just step back from it. Maybe you take a nap. Maybe you go for a walk. Maybe you turn your attention elsewhere if possible. And again, I'm not pretending like this is easy. I think it took my friend, like after I shared with her what we were talking about, it took her, I asked her this morning, I'm like, so how do you feel now? And she's like, I feel great. She created an affirmation. She didn't call it an affirmation, but she said, she's like, I just start telling myself that I know I'm a catch. I know that if this guy doesn't work out, another guy's going to come up and I'm going to be okay no matter what. And I'm beautiful, amazing, and worthy of being in partnership. Whatever it is, you have to tell yourself that you're going to be okay no matter what. No matter what happens, you're going to be okay. Because that is the subconscious fear, is that, oh my God, if somebody doesn't like me, oh my God, if money doesn't come through, oh my God, if I don't get this job, I'm not going to be okay. But I promise you, you will be okay. And it's from that place that you get your power back. Because no matter whatever you're facing, you need to find some sense of confidence to attract that to you, right? Because you think that once you have it, whether it be the relationship, the job, the money, the business, the trip around the world, whatever it is that you're seeking, you feel like it's going to make you a more confident person, right? So then use that feeling now. Find a way to get back to a place of confidence. And sometimes it's saying, it's like, okay, if this doesn't work out, then I'm open and receptive to something else working out. And I know what my core need is. Maybe it is for partnership. Maybe it is for prosperity. Maybe it is to feel connected to another human being. Whatever that primary need is, it will be met. Spirit will meet your need. God is on your side. You don't have to suffer. I think we spend a lot of time suffering because we're holding a vibration that it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen, or oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then what we are projecting out is a match to getting more things that make us feel that way, right? I was telling her, I pulled a card for her and the card that came up, and cards read the energy you're in. You know, yeah, it shows you where you're at. And so she wound up getting the best friend card. And I said, hey, you know, if you continue to hold this vibration, friend, it's going to put you in the friends category. Because you want to know why? She's not showing up confident. She's not being her authentic self. She's trying to bend and twist and make something work. And that's the easiest way to get the opposite of what you want. So I want to encourage you to break out of the obsession. Just tell yourself, like, hey, it's gonna be okay. And I get that I'm afraid that I'm not going to get what I want. There have been lots of times I haven't gotten what I wanted and it sucked, and it's okay. And maybe I am playing out a family fear. Maybe I'm playing out a limitation. And let's get clear about what that limitation is and what I think I can't have, and then reaffirm that, of course, I can have it. And it's not this one thing that's going to bring it to me. There is always a way to get what I want. And no matter if your plan is really detailed, like right now, the goals that I'm working for the end of the year, they all lean into the next and lead into the next. And so the first domino hasn't tilted, so the other dominoes can fall. And so I'm like, oh my God. And I've been working all the other dominoes, and I'm like, I've been working that domino. Why is that one not tilting so the others can go? That's my plan. And yes, honor your plan and honor the wisdom that led to you creating that plan, but also be open to all possibilities. Come here, little dog. Be open to all possibilities. Be open to another way. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get it. It doesn't mean that you're going to have to wait a long time to activate the energy of what you want. It just means that the approach you're in right now is keeping it from you. And so return to your place of confidence. You might need to take a nap. You might need to get some exercise. You might need to talk it through with someone. Get clear on what your fears are. And then find a way to return to a place of confidence. And it might be that you are not okay with saying, like, okay, if I don't get this, then then I'm still going to be okay. Like some of the goals that I have for the remainder of the year, if I don't get them, I've just decided that I'm going to get it, right? So that's where your faith kicks in. I say this a lot on this program. That mentality really only applies to an essence of things. Like, I'm going to figure out a way to get the essence of what I want no matter what. And yes, this is the physical manifestation that I'm seeking of that essence. But I'm deciding I'm still going to get that essence, right? It does not work with a specific human being, a specific, that's the best way I can say it. It's like your goal might be to work at Apple and you have a skill set that is transferable to another company that is of the same caliber. You're still going to get what you want. It doesn't translate to a human being, like say someone like in this situation with my friend, the man that she's dating, may not be him, but another man will show up. I love acknowledging when I'm in obsession because it doesn't feel good. It slows me down. It makes me tired. It kills my vibe. I love acknowledging when I'm in it, so I can flip out of it, because then I get my confidence back. I'm like, oh, no matter what, I'm going to be okay. No matter what, I'm going to be okay. I know I'm going to get the essence of whatever it is that I want, and I believe that God's bringing that to me in the divine perfect time and in the divine perfect way, and I'm not going to listen to anybody else's commentary on it. I'm just going to trust myself and continue to move forward, and I don't need to obsess over this one thing or this one person or this one way of something happening, and I'm open and receptive to all possibilities. Yeah. That's how you move out of obsession. Because you can't get there from obsession. I think maybe less than 1% of manifestations are born out of obsession. You still will be focused. You'll still be dedicated. You'll still want what you want. You'll still be taking consistent action on it. But it doesn't, that frenzied energy doesn't work when it is wrapped up in your self-esteem, your self-worth, your deservability. Oh, if I don't get this, then I don't deserve love. Oh, if I don't get this, then I'm not worthy of getting any type of job. Like that all or nothing thinking just doesn't serve us as spiritual folk. Be willing to accept that there, gosh, it's so difficult for me to explain this in the sense that I don't want you to feel like your desires are not meaningful. Like, the reason you're obsessing is because you have a desire. That desire is meaningful. It is transformative. It is serving you well. It just means that you might be seeking it because you're trying to not deal with what's under the surface, right? And you kind of have to. No, you really have to. You really, really have to. You have to look all of those fears in the face and say, you're not real. You have to say, you know what, this fear is lying to me. I am far more empowered. I can play at the highest level. I can get what I want, and I'm going to figure out how to get it, right? So if you were in this situation where you're obsessed with getting a particular person to like you or respond to you or ask you on a second date, what I would do, step back, remind yourself there's an abundance of people out there for you to date, and then get back on your dating apps. And if they show up and the timing's right and it feels good, proceed. You know, you don't have to put them down. You don't have to, but it will help you see that maybe you want somebody that communicates more effectively than that person. Okay, so then that person isn't the right fit for you. Or say it's with a job. You want this job. You've applied for this job. You've gone through multiple rounds of interviews on this job. You want this job. I would say take a pause, applaud yourself for everything you've done, celebrate who you are, and then apply for a few more jobs that are of the same caliber. What I find when I give this exercise to a client, I was working with a client who was really intent on getting a very specific job in a very specific organization, and I said to her, you know, go and apply for more jobs. She was not applying for jobs that are in alignment with that same job. She was applying for jobs less than because she was feeling less than. And I was like, no, you still have to apply for a job that is of the same level that you desire. You know, you can't buy into the belief that because one thing's not happening in the way that you want, that you're not worthy of it. Yes, you are worthy and deserving. And just stay open and receptive to your highest good. An obsession never works. So you're hearing me say that it never works because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't, and no one feels like light when they're in obsession. And so ask yourself, how do I get to light without putting myself down, without giving up, without quitting, without going on a pity party rant? Okay, I'm going to try something else. Try something else still that is a vibrational match to what you're up to. So I know for me, last year, post-divorce, I had a group of clients that were following me, I think because I was a woman who talked about being in a relationship, and I lost a lot of those clients. And so business was slower than it had ever been. And I had people in my circle saying, like, well, why don't you just do something else? And I'm like, no, this is my business, but I can shift my focus and give my attention to something else I'm really good at that lights me up instead of talking about relationships. But I can talk about relationships all the time because I love being in relationships, and I feel like I've spent a lot of years mastering how to do them well, and now I'm in control of that journey instead of it controlling me. So I hope you found this helpful. I thank you for listening. I thank you for accepting that there was a dog barking in the background. And if you are looking to take your life to the next level, then consider working with me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening. No matter what you're up to, know that you are so worthy, you are so deserving. You get to have anything that you want, believe it's possible, see it in your mind, and then take inspired action towards it every single day and never give up. Take care of yourself.